101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, and home of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Live from L.A. for the 57th annual Grammys. Kelson.
DJ Skills, we out here, man, getting it in. You know, everybody's starting to come through here right now.
Yes, and our next artist has been a big year for him.
Huge.
Got three Grammy nominations, yes. And like, he's winning right now. LaCroix, what up?
What's happening?
How does it feel not to only be nominated in the gospel category, but also in the hip-hop category?
That's very important for me, man. That's a big move, man. I mean, like I said, whether win or lose, it's healthy for me to be in that space. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I think it's a lot of times being a man of faith gets you marginalized mm-hmm. and left out of some categories sometimes.
Right, right.
So, man, I'm just glad to do it, man.
And I know you don't like being called the gospel rapper.
Yeah.
You hate it. I read it online, and I feel you.
Hate's a strong word, but I
dislike it then.
Yeah.
I feel you now.
Yeah.
You're up for the best rap performance. You're up against Drake.
Uh-huh.
Eminem.
Uh-huh.
And Kendrick.
Yeah.
If you win that award, what are you doing?
I don't know. That's... I don't know. I'm probably going to have to fight off all the hate mail.
Right.
That's probably the first thing I'm going to do.
Off top.
Yeah, that's going to be the first thing I'm going to have to do. I know it's going to come at me.
Right.
Heavy. So one time I had a song that beat out Nicki Minaj on iTunes for a day, and I got more hate than love that
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Like barbs was busting my head. So I can only imagine what would happen.
What happened to the days of, you know, if you're doing, you know, gospel rap or you're just doing anything in that, you know, sector that they couldn't hate on you?
Nah, forget that. No. You can't have the number one spot, baby. This is for barbs. Get your tail out of here. You know what I mean?
And one that I respect you for.
Yeah.
That all I need is you.
Oh, yeah, right on.
It's about your wife.
Yeah. Yep.
That's big.
That's huge, man. I mean, it's you know, I think people are ashamed of, like, you know, their significant others a lot of times in this industry. And for hip-hop especially, I feel like, man, it's just such a small little picture painted of the hip-hop community. Mm-hmm. Like dudes ain't married or, like, dude, everybody's killing everybody. You know what I mean? That ain't all of us.
Right.
So
LaCroix, outside of the gospel music, do you listen to secular music?
You know what? And this shocks a lot of people. I really don't even know a lot of gospel music.
Really?
Nah, I love Jesus all day, every day,
right.
But I'm just a product of hip-hop. So, you know, I'm the dude that grew up on hip-hop, and, you know, I met the Lord and just was like, oh, okay.
So well. LaCroix rocks with 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, all that. Amen.
I love good music, man.
So what was your first hip-hop album you ever bought?
First hip-hop album ever bought. I got that's tough. I'm trying to think. The very, very first one. Because, see, I got my cousins grew up, you know, they gave me everything. So,
uh-huh.
like, even when I was a little bitty kid, they was, like, feeding me N.W.A. and feeding me EPMD and feeding me, like, Rakim.
Okay.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Instead of bought, maybe, like, who was that first group that made an impact? That first artist that made an impact, like, yo, I love this.
You know what? It was a mix for me. It was Wu-Tang and Snoop, like, together, because I felt like I could relate to both sides of that coin,
right.
You know what I mean? But I didn't feel like I had to be all the way Snoop permed out West Coast, and I didn't have to be all the way, like, all, you know, all the chess boxing, like, uh-huh. type of Wu-Tang. But
that
I was just that, it was that combination of both that got me.
That makes sense, and I guess that's because, you grew up in Houston, right?
Yeah, originally Houston,
time.
Yeah. But then I lived a lot of different places, too,
okay.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, but Scarface is big, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
LaCroix hanging out, man. Much success to you.
Oh, man, appreciate it.
And you got to get one of those Grammys.
We're
rooting for you.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. I'm gonna fly to the Natty if I get one, just to, you
that's
know,
what's up.
Hang out in the studio with y'all.
We're gonna claim that for you.
Right on, man.
LaCroix hanging out on 101.1 The Wiz.